Allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Allow the Lord to comfort your mind. Ask, what is it that God is stirring in your heart this day? So in silence, let us recognize his presence with us. Let us take a moment of silence before we pray together our collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The gospel calls us to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. As we offer ourselves to him in penitence and faith, we renew our confidence and trust in his mercy. And so we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand, if you can. Hallelujah. Praise God in his holiness. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our collect for this morning. God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also in a written edict declared, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of those among you who are of his people, may their God be with them, are now permitted to go up to Jerusalem in Judah and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. And let all survivors in whatever place they reside be assisted by the people of the place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of the God in Jerusalem. The heads of the families of Judah and Benjamin and the priests of the Levites, everyone whose spirit God has stirred, get ready to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors aided them with silver vessels, with gold, with goods, with animals, and with valuable gifts, besides all that was freely offered. King Cyrus himself brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them released into the charge of Midrathath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the inventory: gold basins, 30, silver basins, 1,000, knives, 29, gold bowls, 30, other silver bowls, 410, other vessels, 1,000. The total of gold and silver vessels was 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up when the exiles were brought up from Babylonia to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Again, if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 21. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often shall I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. While he began the reckoning, one of those who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him, forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay me what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings us wisdom and encouragement for this day. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. I'm sure for those of you who have had children or grandchildren, or you see children, that when they get a pack of sweets, what they tend to do is count how many sweets they have. And they count not just to show off that they can actually count, but also they count to make sure that they know nobody else is going to take one of their sweets. I don't know if you still do that today with a pack of sweets. I don't. But I do know I find myself counting different things or taking into account different aspects. Maybe the different cups that I have, or the particular t-shirts that I have. Or there are things that are precious to us that we count to make sure all is still there. I have no doubt that those who have been overseeing hospitality in this place could probably tell me how many knives, forks, and spoons that we have in the kitchen, and when one goes missing. Ezra, we read this whole idea of how many bowls there were. There were 30 bowls. There was 1,000 of this. There was 500 of that. And we can see, why are they doing this? Because it was important. The detail that we are going to see in Ezra and Nehemiah as we go through this series of what it is to rebuild the church, it's fascinating that these details make it. The names that get mentioned throughout the books are important. When I watch a movie with my children, we always try to see if our names are on the screen of the credits at the end of that movie. Do you find yourself doing that? Do you look to see what the meaning of your name is, or to see, I wonder if my name is in the Bible? I often think those names that were put in by Ezra, by Nehemiah, and some of the other books, the joy, yes, I was the guy that sorted out the toilet. It's not the job, but the fact that my name is in the book. Our names are with God. We see this concept of what it is to forgive. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but this parable, Jesus is not saying, Jesus is forever exaggerating with the stories that he tells. If you think that God, if you do not forgive, is going to torture and punish you, you're misunderstanding the point of this story. The point of this story is to remind you of how forgiven you are. And in your forgiveness, it is for you to forgive those around you, as difficult as that can be. It does mean, and there are other areas or aspects that we see in Scripture, you may forgive somebody, but you also then need to put boundaries in place to protect yourself. You don't go down that same road again to be hurt in that same way or same manner. Ezra, in his writing of what this is to rebuild the church, this was something, as I know I've said before, I was thinking about talking about Ezra and Nehemiah come this September. These thoughts were before Christmas as I was thinking about the year 2020. What will we look at? And I really felt, let's look at Ezra and Nehemiah rebuilding the church and looking at it, not having a clue as to what was going to come around the corner. And here we are, rebuilding a church. Not that the church has been demolished, because the church has been very much the church, in particular during lockdown, in seeing how we connected with one another, looking out for one another, supporting one another. That is the church. Our building is different. Our building feels different. But the heart of this church, the heart of the community, is to build what God wants us to build. And my challenge and my question for you, as it is for me, what is God stirring in your heart? Not Micheál Martin, not Stephen Donnelly, not anyone else who's coming from the news, not me, not friends or family. What is God stirring in your heart? What is God stirring in your heart for you to join where he is at work? What comfort do you need in your heart and your mind that he is stirring for you to know that peace and that space? I encourage for you to open your heart and your mind to hear the voice of God, to know what he has for you, and to allow him to impress that on your heart. As we look at what it is to rebuild our community in different ways, in fun ways, in difficult ways, but for you to know that comfort and that presence and that peace. Amen. Let us affirm our faith. And again, if you can, please stand. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? Believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Give to the church grace to speak the word of pardon and to show its power by her example. Let all who confess the faith of Christ acknowledge the mercy they have received, and in all things be slow to find fault in others and quick to forgive offenses. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have compassion on the nations which suffer under heavy loads of doubt. Bring a new spirit of generosity to those who have much, that they may be moved to relieve those who have little. May those who hold authority exercise it with mercy. We pray for our government, as they have put out this path, this roadmap, and how we deal and live with COVID. We pray that our hearts will be united in looking out and protecting those around us and ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, guide us to be merciful to those who need our mercy. In all our relationships, may we be the first to forgive and make peace. Bring the spirit of love to solve the disputes and demands that we within our own community have, within our families, within our places of work, wherever we find ourselves. Father, we pray that we have your spirit of love. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for those who bear a heavy burden of personal debt and find no way of escape. Guide those who seek to help them in their problems. Have mercy on all who are imprisoned for debt and on their families. We pray for those who are ill, those who are in hospital. In particular, we think of Sheila and we think of Andrew. Lord, we pray and we bring all of those to you now that we know have needs, that need your healing hand and your touch. And in a moment of silence, we lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for those who have departed, whose debts of sin committed in this world have been forgiven, and who have entered into life where anger and fear have ceased. We pray that in our time we may receive that same mercy. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I know we can't shake hands, but have a wave, give a peace sign, or an elbow if you so desire. Please be seated. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true God. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. And so the body of Christ given for you. And the blood of Christ shed for you. Eternal God, we have received these tokens of your promise. May we who have been nourished with your holy things live as faithful heirs of your promised kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Just before I give you the blessing, please do leave by the back door. You can sanitize your hands as you leave. Place your cup in the bin. There are still some spaces if you're wanting to book online or contact the office for this Sunday morning services at 9 o'clock and at 10 o'clock. I know this is bizarre. But this is also wonderful that we are able to come together again in this place to break bread and to share wine with one another as family, as a community. So may you know that God knows your name. May you know that God has you in his hands. You are forgiven. So forgive well. You are loved, so love well. Be Jesus to those that you meet. And know what Holy Spirit is stirring in your heart and in your mind. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.